Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't think of better music to have Heavy Metal Kingdom coming into the studio this morning. So we are blessed and happy to have the man, the myth, the legend, the best there is, best there was, best there ever will be. That's a Bret Hart quote there for you. Mitch Holthus in studio. It is brought to you by GEHA and Silverstein Eye Centers. GEHA, Government Employee Health Associations Incorporated, also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience. Outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Mitch, I welcome you in on a Red Friday. And let's start off with something that's bizarre this week with the Chiefs and Ravens matchup, more so with the Ravens.
The numbers.
The numbers are crazy in this game. The fact that Lamar Jackson's got 9 touchdowns and 0 picks after 3 weeks. It's happened, I believe, 9 other times, but there's only been 1 loss combined in those 9 other times. Right. He has a quarterback rating of 140-plus in 2 games, and he's lost both those games. That's not happened in the history of the National Football League. And so this is a talented, uber-talented Baltimore team, but there's just some numbers that don't add up. But I will say this. This feels like a playoff game in September.
You know, it kind of has that feel. And we were talking earlier, like, the Baltimore-Kansas City rivalry in sports has been so one-sided with the Royals taking care of the Orioles, the Chiefs taking care of the Ravens. There's, like, one victory for Baltimore. And I'm listening to their stations this week, and you could just hear the in their voices, like they're beside themselves in Baltimore because of what's going on. And now you got to face the big bad Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. Somehow they're a favorite in this game, but this is not the Baltimore team, Mitch, that, you know, we're used to for 30 years.
Not on defense, and yet they've got talented guys. Now getting Van Noy back will help them, Bob. But up front, they're beaten up. Medibuke's already out.
Yeah.
I don't know if Travis Jones is going to play, but when I got back from the Kingdom show on Monday, and so I was watching it in real time like you guys were, I just couldn't believe my eyes, because basically Detroit was running 2 or 3 plays and just gashing them. And I'm like, I've never seen that in a Baltimore team. Even when they've had their down years, they've always been physical and tough and gnarly. Detroit, well, there's only been one time in Baltimore's history after, remember, the Cleveland Browns moved there, they become the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Only one time they had given up a 90-plus yard touchdown drive. They gave up 2 in one game to Detroit. So you just don't want their defense to wake up. And I think the Chiefs are going to have to get to 30 points somehow. Doesn't that feel like to you guys?
Yeah, can they get the 30 points? Or are those days, like, officially done of those 30-point
days? No, they're not officially
days?
Done. Okay, in good. Fact, the vibe this week has been, you know, we've – last week it was like, it's getting closer, and that's even more so, I think, this week. Getting Xavier back will help.
Yeah.
But I think the drive of to start the third quarter, hopefully, was the lighting the pilot light, because that was an awesome drive. 6 yeah. runs, 5 passes, 4 first down runs that yielded 6 yards a carry. those runs set up the passes that allowed the team to go down the field. That looked like the Mahomes drives you were talking about, Dusty, when we were off the air, that we were mentioning back in 2018. So I think it's starting to get the vibe and flow. It's just going to have to be balanced. But you got to get sevens. You got to get. I think you got to get to 30.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is a little bit egregious, but that play at the end of the half, when Pacheco's run the opposite way and it goes mm-hmm. behind him, Mahomes saves it. Is that a turning point type play in the season where Mahomes has to go from being the best at his skill set and quarterback to playing, you know, deep safety, stopping a pick six going to the house? It wasn't that, but he gets the ball back and it's essentially a game to me, a momentum swing for sure. But that ball, if he doesn't get it, it's 2 yard line New York Giants, and who knows where that game goes. Is that one of those where you look back and let's say it's January, they're getting for the playoffs, you go, you know, let's go back to week two in that Giants game when Mahomes makes that play?
Well, one, because it's so unusual, but I'm going to have it tied with Jalen Watson's interception.
Fair.
That's a gigantic play.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hold Malik Nabers to 2 catches for 13 yards, but that's a favorite play, and Nabers is so good that he can just go rip it away even if Russ underthrows it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's tied because the fact that Mahomes was so aware to go and get the ball away from, and Bobby Okereke is a good player.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that wasn't, you know, some
strong man.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I would say, but those two plays were that kind of importance because the Giants are, and then there's the 52-yard defensive pass interference penalty, and the Giants are going, why aren't we up 13-6? And we're down 9-6. Well, then that led to a halftime of let's figure this out instead of being like all over the place. And then it's when they came out roaring with the 11-play 74-yard drive. So hopefully that sequence of events gets this team rolling. Mm-hmm. And we look back on it in months later and go, yep, that's when it turned.
That was it. And Mitch, you know, you talk about that drive coming out of half. That's been their best drive of the year. I mean, there's no debate about that.
Not even close,
right? So what did they do? Why were they successful on that drive? And how can you replicate that this week to have more drives like that? That's the million-dollar question, right?
Well, being balanced, and I know this sounds like, oh, that's just football talk, but you got to be balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they were that and committed to runs, and those were good runs. So the first play of that drive set up the second play, which was a pass. It was almost like the same action, and New York flows right to the ball, and then it's kind of a half boot play over to Hollywood Brown. And then the other thing I got excited about was the reemergence, if you will, of the jet sweep flip pass end around. Remember the jet sweep with Remigio?
Yep.
And he gets double digits. Okay, good. Then you get Breshard Smith now, and now you get Xavier Worthy back. That's got to be a part of this plan.
Mm-hmm.
So even things that show up like a pass in the stat sheet, like a flip pass, in essence become kind of a run. But that coming back into the side-to-side action, which slows down pass rushers, they got to think of click. I mean, Andy Reid taught me that years ago. You can block pass rushers without even touching them. But getting that back in your game and then having a 4-2 guy do that or a 4-3 guy like Breshard Smith do that, it becomes part of the equation of getting this offense back to where we want it to be.
Yeah, and I look at it this way. A lot of that sounds outstanding, but we need that line to play better. And it's not just Juwan Taylor, right? To me, Creed and Trey have to step up their level of play now, too, and make sure that that interior is solidified so we can run in between those tackles. Where are you on the offensive line at this point?
Well, I'm with you on that. I think that I would agree with you. And Cray and Treed got to be those guys to plant the flag. And neither one of those guys are rah-rah guys, you know, slap on your shoulder pad guys. But they have their way of getting their point across. But it starts with them, I think, individually. And I'm not speaking for them here, but I know those guys pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with my game. So I've got to figure out what I'm going to do and then try to influence everybody else. One of the positive signs has been the gradual improvement of Suamatia at left guard. If you look at it, and I was working on this last night, is the fact that really from left tackle to all the way over to right guard, there's been no sacks allowed. But now it's getting consistent in the run game.
Right.
You know, making the run block. Those guys are pretty much run blockers. I think Trey and Creed would say, let's just run the ball the first 6 times.
Yeah.
But Still, to your point, that's where it starts, and Andy Reid would agree.
Yeah, what about right tackle now? Where are we going to go with Juwan Taylor? Because everybody's now talked about him, and I put my parenting cap on now. It's almost like you're on your last straw here, man. Like, one more move, and you're done. Are the Chiefs feeling that way?
I can't answer that way. I was in Springfield at the beginning of the year. This is at the beginning of camp. And our affiliate in Springfield does a big blowout to start the year. I mean, they rented a theater out. It was pretty cool. But there was a guy in the front row that was like, he was going to storm the stage about Juwan Taylor. And I said, well, just hang on here a second. It's not, you know, he's done a lot of good things. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you just can't ignore the fact that right now he's number one in the league in penalties with six. And you can't, he's just got to tighten the screws here. And I know he's trying to get advantage against pass rushers. That New York Giant front now.
It's one of the best in the NFL.
Oh my gosh, those guys are good. And Brian Burns, I would take him today, tomorrow, and the next day. Yep. All right, still, he's looking at an edge, man. I got to gain a half second edge here to try to win this. Not now, man. You got to lock in. And line up correctly, do your job like everybody else, and get after it. But he's done it. He's done it. We just got to have him do it now in a game like this, because this game will be razor, razor thin. Mm-hmm. We've seen now, think of the Eagles game, you know, the interception, the 14-point swing on the deflected pass, and that microscopic play turns into be huge. It's going to be that way in this game too.
So do you think there's more like blood in the water for a Shark and Spags with his defense against that offensive line that gave up seven sacks? Or is there more blood in the water for Patrick Mahomes and that defense that has given up 40 points twice now in three games?
It's all of it. It's all of it, man. All of the above. It's like when I took my ACT, they said, just take every answer, all of the above.
You get 5 points for just putting your name.
And I got six. I got a six. I got a six. The one answer that was all of the above, I got that.
I got a six, too, and look at us. Look at
how we're doing. I know we're both in therapy. That's great.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
2 days a week now.
What's your copay?
You got a therapist that takes copays? Where's that guy?
That's none of your damn business.
Well, I just got an email before I came in and say no more copays.
Four payment installments over 4 weeks.
Is there an ATM machine close?
Klarna, you can pay on.
I pay the guy cash for me. Yeah.
I had a guy like that. And I'm not kidding. Therapist, because you pay me cash, I'll catch you a break.
How about that? Nobody uses cash anymore. Therapists do.
Yeah, they do.
Dusty, there's a whole bunch of things going on to answer that question.
And sorry, 38 points and 41 points, not 40 in two games, but you get what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, these guys, 111 points. And I think that this is the best. And I was talking with Spags yesterday. We had a one-on-one, and he agreed. This is the best surrounding cast that Lamar Jackson's ever had. Bateman is better and healthy. Zay Flowers is better. And I heard you guys talking about 14 kids for Sean Alexander.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And you know why Zay Flowers wears number four.
Is he the fourth out of four?
He's the fourth youngest out of 14.
Oh, no way.
He's the 11th of 14.
Oh, so that's why he wears four?
Yeah, cool, he's the fourth youngest. I know, yeah, how I about that?
A lot of flowers in that field.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Dude. Cymbal crash. I just feel like that's so early in the morning for you to pull that off. I'm just sitting here trying to deal with it. But the fact that Lamar Jackson... And play calling. Let me give you another little stat. This is interesting, digging this one out.
Well, you got the Lad Bible over here, man.
Oh, yeah. We got it going on. But the fact that the Ravens are third in the league in runs called in the first half. Mm-hmm. They're 14th in the league in runs called in the second half. Go back to the AFC Championship game. Yep. Mm-hmm. There were congressional inquiries of why the Ravens didn't run the ball in that game. They had 81 yards. It's the first time since Lamar Jackson has been the starting quarterback that the Ravens now in back-to-back games have had less than 100 yards rushing. So part of your answer is the fact that, one, will the Ravens just run it more and commit more to the run? Two, is Lamar Jackson hanging on to the ball too long? That's part of the seven sacks, not just the offensive line. Their offensive line isn't as good as it's been. I'd say the skill guys are. And then three, can Spags see blood in the water? But you've got to defend all points of the universe against these guys.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you talked about a spy. Mm-hmm. Well, the spy takes somebody out of coverage.
Right.
Their tight ends are playing really well, not just Andrews. They get Likely back, mm-hmm. and he's a weapon. We saw it last year in the opening game of the season.
Right.
There's just so much to defend here, and if you're going to commit a spy, which you almost do, King Henry's not going to fumble the ball this week. He'll sew it to the ventricle of his heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you can get some sacks, but you've got to start in sequence here. And some of this is the Ravens. What will they commit to do or not commit to do?
Yeah, well, you say he won't fumble, but he has all week. Like, that's got to be part of your game plan, is to go after that ball early on Derrick Henry, right? Well,
yeah, I almost sent you the clip that I did with Charles Omenihu this week. And the fact that he – remember his play in the AFC Championship game, huge sack, strip,
yep.
fumble.
Yep.
And Lamar never saw him coming. This is another stat. We have played him let me figure it out. I went back and looked. We've played him 6 times. This will be the 7th game against – this counts the playoff game. So he's 1-5 against the Chiefs. But he's given the ball away 5 times in 6 games. And so you can get the ball out from mm-hmm. him. He's so aware of trying to make a big play. That, and then you've got guys with the wingspan of Omenihu. Chris Jones has got a man, come on, man, bring it. Same thing with Karlaftis, all those guys. But you can get the ball from him. You're not going to get it from Derrick Henry this week because he just won't let it happen. But defensively, somehow, in a game with this explosive of an offense, you have got to steal a possession somewhere. This is going to be 8 to 9 possessions. You'd love to get 2 stops if you can, and then a steal or two. And so it's not just the offense trying to zero in and trying to get to 30 points. In my opinion, that's not being said in the hallways. It's just me when I look at this game. It's also the defense stealing just enough to try to keep them where they're not getting their average of 38 points a game.
Yeah, this defense, though, man, they're really good. I'm talking about the Chiefs' defense. Yeah. I mean, I don't think they get talked about enough for how good a defense they truly are right now. And I know that first game against the Chargers left a lot. You know, everybody has their first impression. You see the quarterback run and Jones out of position. People are like, oh, the defense. And then you hold Philadelphia down. You held the Giants down. You know, the last 8 quarters defensively have been as good as anybody's played in the league right now.
No question. That Eagles game, you hold Jalen Hurts to 16 carries on 9 runs, and that boils down, we mentioned, to just a couple of plays. But even the fade where he just throws it up,
yeah,
and it's a McDuffie versus Devontae Smith play, if you make that player just even knock it down, that game goes in the Chiefs' favor.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point, and we know McDuff will make that play more often than not, the DBs are playing much better, way better. Shamari Connor's playing way better. The DBs are big in this game because many times Spags will play 3 safeties in nickel, and those safeties become a spy, not a linebacker. The backers got a lot on their plate, but they've played really good. And then you get a guy like Omar Norman Lott, who's really changed the defense a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he becomes an impactful inside player. You're not just relying on Chris Jones to make those plays, and now he's stacked him up 2 games in a row. So the whole stack up, piecing it together one game to the next, has been the most encouraging sign from this defense. But they're also, since the beginning of 2023, they're the number one defense in the league in scoring defense. You don't hear that stat from the narratives nationally.
Nope.
And they've only given up 18 points a game on an average.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all of 23, all of 24, and 3 games into 25.
Yeah, that's the insane thing right there. I think Matt McMullen tweeted about that earlier in the week about, you know, the last 34 games or whatever it is, the Chiefs defense has given up less than 3 scores per game, right? And you're right, the Nationals are not talking about that. It's all about the doom and gloom, because that's what gets clicks. That's what gets people riled up. The Chiefs or the Yankees. We all know that now. You want to see them fall, so you're going to skew everything and tell everybody that they're no good. Meanwhile, they got a team that's not giving up 3 touchdowns per game. I mean, that defense is not getting back to Dusty's flowers. They're not getting enough flowers for how good they've been.
No question. And it's happening front to back. But I'm also going to tell you, it's going to take all of that to beat these guys, because they're offensively, I think the Ravens are exceptional.
Yeah, I want to get into Xavier Worthy. Because what I'd like to see is that we have seen the emergence of Thornton being able to go down there and Mahomes kind of get back to that effort. You know, he's down there. I'll give him a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see the run game obviously evolve in this offense with a team that's given up a ton of rushing yards, that defensive line that's super banged up coming into this. But like dream scenario, like focus Dusty here, first play of the game, play action, and send both those cats just down the field and see which one of those safeties cheats. And if you get, you know, Marlon Humphrey or whoever to, you know, go to one side, launch it up, because I think this is one of those games, obviously a playoff field type game, But if you come out, Buster Douglas's thing, hit him right in the mouth, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, shoot, they're here. They're ready to go. This offense is back. Not only that, you build confidence in Taylor. You build confidence in Simmons. And the biggest games that Josh Simmons is going to play in his life. Mahomes builds that confidence of being able to stay back there and keep the feet calm. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, this is Xavier Worthy and Thornton on the same field. This is what this offense can be. This is a sneak peek of like maybe your 2 and 3 receiver coming when Rashee Rice comes back. And maybe that kind of opens the floodgates, gets that playoff field coming back to it. And maybe the confidence builds enormously after a play like that.
I'll take your Buster Douglas analogy, but I'm going to take it. I'm going to take a shot. I'm going to give a shot to the ribs because I'm going to run an Xavier Worthy jet sweep first.
Now you and Bob.
And he may get the corner like he did last year for 21 yards and a touchdown. Oh, against the Ravens.
That's right.
Or a 35-yard touchdown he had. Oh, against the Ravens. And that was on Marlon Humphrey's side, if I'm not mistaken. Now what I do off of that, then I, with that action, you just put that in the thought process of that defense. Now you're opened up a couple plays later to find Tyquan Thornton down the field, even off play action off the jet sweep. Catch my drift here?
Like
and your jet sweep may get you 20 to 30 yards, even with a Burchard Smith or an Xavier Worthy. The thing about Tyquan Thornton is he has now done this 3 games in a row. This isn't a flash, and you're going, oh, man, that was a cool play.
Right.
And the fact that he did that back-to-back against the Giants, he runs a 30, he gets 34 yards. Oh, it's he didn't complete the catch, and you come right back. That the analogy is you've run the 400-meter prelims, and now you got to run the finals right after that. Mm-hmm. And you run your finals race better because that's an incredible catch.
An incredible throw, too, that I don't think we talk about.
We take that for granted.
We really do. Like,
But back to Dusty's point, Tyquan Thornton, in a baseball analogy, if he's now becomes your fourth or fifth starter, you got a really good rotation. Mm-hmm. But you can set things up sequentially with him now because we know he'll run a route, we'll know he'll make a tough catch, and we know he can get behind the defense. But just sending 4 verts down there and try to get something to him, I think there's a way to get to what you want to do, but instead of taking the shot at the jaw, I might take a couple jabs at the ribs.
Yeah, I'm kind of there too. I said I want to see Xavier Worthy on a jet sweep more than anything, right? Just run by that defense. And, you know, as you know, if these guys are pass rushing right by him, and the defensive line is rendered useless at that point in time. And so you can do that. Now all of a sudden Xavier Worthy gets that jet sweep, that run. The defense is like, all right, now we got to consider that. We got to think about that. You know, we used to talk about it all the time and still do. Like, you know, you do stuff in preseason games or, you know, you show some stuff maybe in a game that maybe you're not going to use, but it makes the other team think. Like, the Chiefs do a great job of making the other team prepare for stuff that they're never going to see.
Well, and I think the Bosa boys wake up in the middle of the night and see jet sweeps. They see McKinnon running under their armpit for a touchdown, or when Max Crosby's at the tap parlor, you know, he's thinking of the jet sweep going right by him. But that side-to-side also helps your inside run game.
Right.
But I like Dusty's point, the fact that you now have Thornton, who is that guy who doesn't have to be Xavier Worthy to run by your defensive third level.
Yeah.
But you get the ball to him in unique ways where he can complete that play.
No doubt, Mitch. We appreciate the time with you today. You know, didn't do my best to stay focused with the
Stay
writer.
Focused. We haven't even done that yet.
I know.
I see you drifting. Even in this segment, I saw your eyes drift.
I mean, I got the Ryder Cup behind you. I got your voice in my head. I got all this sort of stuff. I'm thinking about Thornton and Xavier Worthy streaking down.
You've got
down
your
the field.
EU shirt on for the Ryder Cup,
man,
too.
You better believe it.
Are you for the EU in this?
I wish. You know, no, I'm not. I'm for the United
I do want to go to the Ryder Cup, though.
That's a bucket list. It's definitely a bucket list.
But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
You're going to have Matt in here later, right?
No, he's not coming in today. No, yeah.
You're going to ask him about West Point.
How was it? Yeah, oh. It's great, isn't it? It's the best place on earth.
I've been there a couple times now. Oh, my gosh.
I love it there.
Matt goes, I wouldn't last 5 minutes in this place.
Now, that's what my mother-in-law told me, yeah. Because that was my dream school. I wanted to go to West Point, right? And my mother-in-law goes, you never would have made it.
did your D in general math keep you out?
Yeah, it was an F.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, have a good call.
Thanks, guys.
I'll do my best to stay focused.
Please.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.